We begin this Thursday with a look inside Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, the home of the Indianapolis Colts. This week, the home of the 2018 NFL Scouting Combine. On-field testing begins a little later today. And across the street, we welcome you into the Indiana Convention Center for Jaguars.com Live. J.P. Shadrick, John Osier, Greg Cosell, NFL Films. Good to see you, man. Thanks for coming over.
Gentlemen, good to be with you guys.
Another Combine.
Another one.
How many is this for you?
I think my first Combine might have been 1999. And I've been here every year since.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's this, 20? My 20th, maybe?
20th. Happy anniversary.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Is that 20?
I believe it. I was bad at math.
I was good at it, but I've lost. I've lost it. You know, I've gotten older. I've lost it. You know.
What do you get out of here, Greg? I mean, I know you're a big film guy. Studied all the time. What are you looking for here? Where I assume you're not.
I'm
knee-deep
here
in film?
More for conversations with coaches, personnel people.
Okay.
I'm very fortunate because I do work for the NFL that I do get on the field for the workout. So it's always nice to see the players, you know, what their build is, what they look like up close. Obviously, I really enjoy looking at the quarterbacks. So that's the day that I enjoy the most, just watching the quarterbacks throw. But mostly for me, it's the conversations. It's the ability to talk to people, to learn, share ideas, and you know, stay up on the game as the game constantly evolves.
There are those who would tell you what goes on in the field doesn't have value. Do you agree? Is there value here? For the players, I mean.
You know, I think there's value in every element. It's just how do you accrue specific values to it? I'm a film guy, so obviously I start with the film. My guess is most coaches would tell you start with the film. Now, for certain positions, I mean, theoretically for all, but for certain maybe more than others, getting to know a player becomes really, really important. The medicals become really important. But when you see a guy up close and personal like this here and you see him move, I think that helps coaches. But, again, maybe I'm biased. I like to think that watching a guy play football. Now, again, there's interpretation there because the college game and the NFL game are relatively different games. So there's a projection, there's a transition. It's not apples to apples by any stretch of the imagination.
Today's quarterback measurement day, Greg. Where are you on hand sizes for guys?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what that means, other than when a guy has big hands, they say it's good, and if a guy's hands are really small, they say it's bad.
Pretty much.
You know, look, with every position, you hear it a lot with offensive line coaches, and they talk about arm length. With every position, there are certain particular parameters that some coaches will say, hey, if it's below that, I can't draft him. Or, you know, that's the way it works. I don't spend a ton of time. I think where measurables come in for me is extremes. You know, if a guy is, let's say you watch a guy on tape and you don't love him. Let's say he's a linebacker. Mm-hmm. And then he comes here and his measurables are phenomenal. He has mm-hmm. tremendous athletic measurables. What that might say to you is, let me go back and watch this guy on tape again. Maybe I missed something. Or if you love a guy on tape and he comes out here and his measurables are terrible, you know, relative to the position, then you might go back and look at him again and say, God, I really love this guy on tape, but history suggests that with these kinds of measurables, he's not going to be a good NFL player.
Sure.
So that I think when it's extreme, it means a lot more than when it's just sort of in the muddied middle, so to speak.
Today's offensive line tight end day in there. It's
right,
we get to
right,
talk to him.
Right.
The Jaguars seem to be in need of those two spots, drafting 29.
Yeah.
It seems like a good spot for them to be in, needing those two spots if they go in that direction.
Yeah. I think that obviously, it's a team built on running the football, so their O-line has to be solid. And as much as I like Fournette, I think he's a back that needs a good offensive line or a quality offensive line. It doesn't have to be the best in mm-hmm. football. He needs a quality offensive line. My sense is, from watching the tape all season long, that their O-line has to play better than it did a year ago. Now, whether it's the same players or whether there are different players at various positions, that's up to the Jaguars, mm-hmm. but I think the O-line needs to play a little better. tight end, I think, is a really important piece that they need to get an answer to. Because I think in the nature of this offense, with a quarterback like Blake Bortles, who's now clearly going to be the quarterback, I think a tight end is critical. Because I think he needs the feel of a check down, of a safety valve. I think he's not necessarily a turn it loose, make stick throws down the field kind of quarterback. They need a tight end. And then it comes down to, they're going to have to decide how they value the position in their offense, and number two, how they value the players. You know, and I think they need a tight end that has some athleticism, that has the ability to work. Clearly, all tight ends should be able to work the short to intermediate areas, but you'd love to have a tight end, too, that has some vertical seam ability. Even if you're not going to throw that a lot, you need to be able to have that your tight end stretch the field.
Well, are there guys here like that?
Well, I've only seen three tight ends so far. You know, it's early in the process for me because, as you guys know, I don't really get to this till the NFL season ends. There's a player I really like from South Carolina named Hayden Hurst, who some people might be turned off because he's going to be 25 by the time the NFL season starts because he played baseball in the Pittsburgh Pirates organization for 2 years. But I really like the player. I think he's athletic. I think he has good movement. They moved him around at South Carolina. He detached from the formation and ran routes from the outside. He's a player that I really liked when I watched him on tape. You have to decide the value of that player. You know, is he, in their mind, and everybody does boards. Yeah, that's just the way, for the most part anyway, everybody does boards. You know, is he, if he's there at 29, is he the kind of guy you would take at 29? And that's an impossible question for me to answer.
He went to high school in Jacksonville as well.
Hey, that's right. He's a Jacksonville guy.
Hey, what was your reaction when the Jags extended Blake Bortles?
You know, I wasn't surprised, only because you've got to line up with a quarterback. I don't think the way they want to go about building their team, and what I know about Tom Coughlin, I don't think that they're in the market to spend $25-30 million on a quarterback. I don't think they see that as the way they want to go about building a team. So I was not surprised at all. You know, you could argue Blake had his best year, but as you know, I do watch every game. So I do think they ran an offense that was, in many ways, they did not want to expose some of Blake's limitations. And I think that's going to have to change, not 100%. Obviously, they're not going to become, you know, a pass-first offense and chuck it all over the field. They're not going to do that. But I think there are times when you have to let your quarterback be a little more aggressive throwing the football, whether it's by choice or whether the game dictates that. And there'll always be some games that dictate that. You know, you could make the argument that you got in the AFC Championship game those last, what, three or four or five possessions. I'm not saying they should have, you know, started throwing bombs, but I mean, they clearly just came out. They were going to run the ball, and obviously they didn't gain enough yards to stay on schedule. And they got stuck in third and longs, and they couldn't convert. You know, maybe if you feel better about your quarterback, maybe on first down you go with a play-action pass. You know, again, I don't question play calling. I never do that. But I'm just talking about overall philosophy, a macro world view, so to speak, that I think you have to feel good enough about your quarterback that you don't limit yourself in your approach and in your game-to-game play calling.
Jaguars roster overall you saw every game. What do you think of it? What do you think of it going forward?
I think it's a good roster.
What's their window going forward?
Well, they've got a really good defense and a lot of good young players. I mean, Calais Campbell's obviously an older player. There's nothing to suggest he's on the way down right now after coming off this past season. But they've got a lot of really good young players. I'll be anxious what they do. I guess Aaron Colvin's a free agent. I really like him as a slot corner. That's become a very important position in the NFL because of teams pretty much line up with three wide receivers anywhere from 65% to 75% of the snaps. So a slot corner plays that many snaps.
It's almost more starter than the middle guy now.
No question. Yeah. Your base defense is almost really your sub these days. Mm-hmm. You know, but I think they have a good roster. I think, as we discussed, they need an upgrade at O-line. They need a tight end. I'm anxious to see what they do at wide receiver. Robinson, coming off an injury, is a free agent.
Would you pay him $16 million a year with all that?
That's a hard question because he's coming off an injury.
Yeah.
You know, if I like the player. See, now you get into, here's what you get into with specific teams. It's need. Would a team that has really good wide receivers pay Allen Robinson $16 million a year? Probably not. Right. But you have to line up with wide receivers. I don't know how they feel about D.D. Westbrook. I think he's an interesting player, but he's 180 pounds. So you have to decide ultimately what he is in the NFL. I think he's got vertical ability. I think he's got some explosiveness to him. Is he a guy that I don't want to – the number one, number two stuff with wideouts can be overblown a bit. He's obviously not Antonio Brown. Few are. But you have to decide what he ultimately is in the context of your offense.
Is he a guy who can make defenses happen?
Yeah, I mean, I think he has the vertical ability where theoretically he can stretch the field. He may not be a guy in this offense that's going to catch 90 balls because that's not the way they seemingly play offense. But that doesn't mean he doesn't have value to the team. He could be a great value player for the Jaguars and catch 54 balls for 820 yards. And that could be a great season in the context of what they do.
True. Yeah, good point. What's the rest of your day like, Greg? What do you got today?
I have to talk too much, so I have to think of, intelligent things to say, which sometimes is a burden. So I've got a lot of talking today.
Well, it's tough for us, too.
We appreciate you coming down and spending some time with us this morning.
No,
always
I really
good to see
it,
you,
guys.
Every
thanks
year.
A lot.
Always enjoy it.
Appreciate
it.
Thanks.
Joining us, NFL Films here on Jaguars.com Live. Our coverage continues through the week here in Indianapolis. Jaguars.com Live each and every day. Inside a minute to wrap up the day, we'll have Jaguars Thursday Radio coming up tonight as well at 6 o'clock on 1010XL Radio in Jacksonville, and plenty more coverage throughout the week. We continue with Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier now. Interesting thoughts there from a guy who's been in the business for nearly four decades, Greg Cosell. Always good to see him each and every year here at the Combine.
Well, and he's always got great insight. He's one of the guys in the media who discusses it a lot with a lot of intelligence and has clearly done the homework needed to discuss it. And I always like talking to Greg because it's a little bit of a different view than you get from those who are just sort of spouting out the status quo, if you will. So I thought he had some interesting things to say, particularly about Allen Robinson. And I think that is the choice with Allen Robinson. If this team was deep at receiver in other spots, then I think the $16 million not paying him, that would be an easy decision. Again, I've said all week, I don't know that they're going to do the franchise tag, but the fact that the receiver depth isn't great makes that a really hard decision, and it's going to go to the wire, I think. I think that was interesting the way he put it.
It really was. We've got plenty more coming up today. We'll have another Jaguars.com Live this afternoon, another special guest yet to be named. We'll announce that on the Jaguars social media channels when appropriate. Our thanks to Greg Cosell. For John Osier, our entire crew, I'm J.P. Shattuck. We'll see you a little later today on Jaguars.com Live.